Next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. Michigan State visits Penn State on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
We'll go straight to questions.
We'll open it up now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Adam Bickers, Great Lakes Divide.
Mark, clearly an important game for you guys. What jumps out most about Penn State and how to defend it, particularly
you're breaking up on your question. I think I heard you say what sticks out about Penn State offensively.
I'm sorry. My phone's about Penn State offensively, especially ability to get chunk yard plays.
Yeah, I think that what sticks out about Penn State offensively is their quarterback is a tremendous football player. He's extremely competitive. He can take a bad play and make it a good one. He's going to launch the ball down the field deep and to some very competent receivers. He's got an excellent running back to feature as well. So all those things, and then it's the quarterback runs and the scrambles that he can create. So a great challenge for us and outstanding football player. And I think, you contain that aspect of their football team offensively, which is very difficult to do. And it goes a long way to containing Penn State in general.
If I could follow up real quick, what has been the emphasis and anything in particular when it comes to addressing pass coverage issues?
Well, people are averaging 54 times in the game throwing the football. So you got to take that into context a little bit. Our goal is to always be 5 yards or less per attempt. I think three of the five games we've accomplished that. We've been hit a couple times on some great passes with, we're right there to make the play on the ball and we don't come down with it or they do. So, you take those things into context, as you go through this thing. But, pass rush is involved as well. When you can get after the quarterback and pressure the quarterback, good things usually happen. So it's all inclusive. It's not just the four guys in the back end covering. It's linebackers. It's fronts. It's all inclusive. So we need to do a better job. We continue to play well against the run, but that can be a little bit misleading as well, because with bubbles and things of that nature, those to me are perimeter runs.
Appreciate it, Mark. Thanks.
Thanks.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. You have a question from Eric Olson, Associated Press.
Yeah, Mark, around the Big Ten last week, there was a few trick plays or gadgets that were interesting to watch. And in your game, Felton Davis scored on that end around or reverse and for a long touchdown run. And am I mistaken, did you have some misdirection on the play previous to that one? Is that right?
I can't remember exactly, but we did have some misdirection on the play, a couple plays maybe before that one.
Yeah, and I don't know if that necessarily falls into line as a trick play, but something a little bit different. I guess how much time do you spend working on that, and what made you think that against that particular opponent that might be something that you could pull off?
Well, we're always going to have some trick plays. I think everybody does, and it's more about timing on when to use them and more about opportunity sometimes. So we felt at that point in time that was a good opportunity to try it, and so we went with it, and it creased the defense. So a lot of times those are, feast or famine sometimes. All of trick plays are. So, but we've ran a number of them this past weekend, and we'll continue to do those things.
And how much time do you spend on that in practice, and does it probably vary week to week?
Yeah, it varies week to week. I think most people have a library of those, and they create that library in the summer or in the spring, and then they pull things from that library and dust it off.
And last thing, did you happen to see Iowa's fake field goal where against Minnesota? And if so, I guess kind of what did you think of that one?
No, I did not. I did not. I did not think of it, but I'll watch it. I'll check it out.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Mitch Sherman, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach, with the change in the notification system or the permission to contact system for transfers taking place next week, how do you anticipate dealing with that as a coach, or do you expect there will be anything that changes really on your end with the way that things are handled?
I don't think that'll be much of a change in terms of how we handle things. You know, we've never stopped a guy from transferring, and we've always given them their release. So I think it's a little bit more of a, just sort of makes it a little bit maybe even more seamless.
Some of these changes, as we've seen, have had some unintended consequences. I know you don't really know what those are until they happen, but do you kind of go into it anticipating that there will be some of those unintended consequences, or does it seem pretty cut and dry on this one?
I think it looks like it'll be pretty cut and dry, but I guess we'll have to wait and see on those things. But hopefully it doesn't. We don't have too many of those issues.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.